Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
I'm going to try the Ken Laird Big Mac.
I'm out.
Can I have a Big Mac? The sandwich, but can I have that without any meat? So, you know, just no burger with it?
Be curious, not judgmental.
See how it tastes. Not that bad. Tastes like a cheese sandwich. That thing cost me $6, but it's actually pretty good.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Ba-boom!
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it's going on, trying to survive.
With your host,
Greg, the host.
Journalism standard, Greg Hill.
Man, you sound stupid. The fact that you even push this narrative sounds stupid.
That's the 16th time you said
because,
narrative.
Yeah, because you're acting like a moron.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Why.
Oh,
because you're talking.
We have to dump out of that.
Well, he's talking
what
about.
What is wrong with you? You can't abuse the King's English like that. Listen, with the F-bombs.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
And if they don't do it, there'll be penalties for schools that break the rules.
What you're saying sounds ignorant.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
what
sorry. Did you dump out of that?
I think so.
I'm going home.
Joined by
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
But would Giselle have ever gone to Nashville?
Absolutely.
Was that in play?
I think so. Isn't it like a hip town with, what's her face? Cavallari has like a shop there, so fashion.
That's how you decide if a place is hip, where Kristen Cavallari has a shop.
I saw her.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
11:34. What's going on, everybody?
Yo, what up, man?
What's happening in this studio? The microphone has been moved. Why wasn't I consulted on moving the microphone, Curtis?
602.
It's in a new position. It is right smack dab in the middle of the computer in which I am able to determine which phone calls have been screened. So I'm kind of okay with the new mic position because I think it will make the Twitch viewing more enjoyable for the Twitchers. However, I don't believe that you are able to view Twitch this morning because I don't think that our Vice President of Video Services, Dylan, has shown up for work this morning. I noticed that we're not on the Twitch feed.
What? No, we're on. Our Twitch guy's in Florida for 3 weeks, and he's operating remotely.
Remotely?
Yeah, Eamon is on the Twitch feed today.
What is going on with people working remotely until the end of time?
It's a pandemic.
Right.
I know it was a pandemic, Wiggs. It's not a pandemic any longer. Get back to work. All right, so I'm guessing that Eamon is not awake in Florida. Is that probably the situation?
No, we're on the Twitch.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
We're not in here.
Wait, because he's not here to turn that screen on.
That's what it is. Okay, all right. Good news. Wiggy, can you keep it clean this morning? Are you able to?
I always keep it clean.
Okay. I don't want you to sound like...
Some may slip out every now and then. It depends what buttons are pushed.
Please don't sound like a drunken sailor all morning long. We'd appreciate that.
It's like the kids heard it before. Yeah.
All right. Curtis's final day of work before his vacation to Florida. Later on this morning, I will share with you a list I have obtained of the five things overheard on Chris Curtis's vacation to Hawaii. So I will share that with you later. Oh, and speaking of Megamind, yesterday I was given an item of clothing in which a donation was made to the Greg Hill Foundation, and there is hope that you will wear it at some point during the program today. Is that all right with you?
Awesome.
Finally. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I love how I am like your little bitch boy for this stupid foundation.
Bitch boy?
It's more like you're a lab rat.
I
mean, it's
leaked.
You're like maybe it'd be more appropriate to say you're a lab bat, okay, based on current events. When an experiment is needed, we do it with you.
Great.
That's it. All right. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If you can't listen to the show on the radio today or any day, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. And it's very simple and easy and quick to download the Odyssey app. So do that right this moment, and then you can take us wherever you go. You can watch this program on the Twitch feed at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on the website at WEEI.com/watch. We will get to today's leads in about 20 minutes. The dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30, and we will find out during the dumbest of the day why a woman is being sued for what didn't happen on her Tinder date. So we will get to that during the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30. But right now, here is the Laird Man, self-referred to as, and what is trending this morning.
Best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Good morning, everybody. Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Jeep Freedom Days. Save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. Numb Nuts t-shirt in effect for the final day of Chris Curtis.
Oh, you look good in that.
Thank you.
I like that. Did you wash it between wearings?
Washed it, ironed it this morning.
Yeah. And it's not vacation. I'm going to be operating the Twitch from Hawaii.
You could work remotely from Hawaii if you cared about this show.
Yep.
Spring that little Comrex thing.
It starts at midnight.
Well, let's talk Red Sox baseball, shall we? I didn't make the end. I got up this morning, watched the end on Sox 2 on Nesson, but they blew a 5-2 lead. Rays call up Wander Franco, blast a game-tying 3-run homer off Erod in the fifth, but the Sox came through again. This is a resilient team, Hillman.
Yeah.
11th inning win. Xander Bogaerts, 9-pitch at bat, had a single against Pete Fairbanks, and then Rafi Devers' big 2-run double through the legs of the first baseman Yandy Diaz. That made it 7-5. They went on to win it 9-5. Nice win, 44-29, largest lead in the East since May 16th.
It's a big series for them, though.
Yep. It is a big series for them. And you said yesterday when we were talking to Lou that you would like to see them take two out of the three, and they're on their way. So that's a big win.
Very big win. Here's Alex Cora discussing it.
The only one I can remember like this, it was the ALDS when there were all those calls that were reversed in one inning. I think there were three or four. But besides that, it was a crazy game. You know, the play with Kike trying to tag Kiermaier, and he, you know, whatever he did, you know, the ball rolls to Bogey. And we get down.
That's not the best audio.
Did Alex Cora have a rattlesnake with him or something? Was somebody screaming, "Look out, there's a rattler"?
Oh, is that what they replaced the trash can with? That's it.
Crazy game, crazy post game too.
Can we do away with the Zoom post game press conference?
Yes, I would think.
I mean, I understand that whether you're a manager or you're a third base coach, you still have to have a mask on. But could coaches meet with the media in person?
No, his mask's off. But you know, the problem is the Red Sox are not at 85% vaccination rate among the team because they still have stragglers in Worcester. If everybody would get vaccinated, you could do these.
Yeah. Now, with regard to that, there, I believe there's 4,000 people who were vaccinated in Massachusetts, and they still got the COVID. What's the deal there?
Oh, wow. 4,000?
Yeah, 4,000. Yeah, that's the latest
I've been seeing a lot of stories that the only people in hospitals are people that didn't get vaccinated.
Really? Oh, those are the only people. Are the hospitals being overrun with people who didn't get the vaccine who have COVID?
No, but one's too many, Greg.
Okay.
They need ventilators.
Hey, speaking of COVID, I have something positive to say.
Yes.
I got my PCR test yesterday in Cambridge at the Walgreens.
Yes.
The easiest thing in the history of man. It's a drive-through. You pull in, they give you you make an appointment, they give you your little plastic bag, you stick the thing in your nose, put it in a test, in a little tube, and then you give it back, and it's done in like 2 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
Greatest thing.
Did you pick up an extra bottle of bronzer while you were there?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. They were selling Numb Nuts t-shirts off-brand.
We should sell this somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, we should, yeah.
It's on the website. Oh, we have a website?
Walgreens would be the perfect place to sell them, by the way.
CurtisSucks.com.
A lot of Curtis's people go to Walgreens. We should sell them. More likely, we should sell them at the Dover Fish Market or something like that.
They have the Woodland Pro Shop's got a bunch.
Their chafe cream for their inner thighs.
I love chafe cream.
Garrett Richards tonight opposing Rich Hill, 7:10. First pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Chris Sale, by the way, is going to throw on Saturday.
Do you cross sit on the airplane, Curtis?
Oh, I cross. You can remove airplane.
Now, Chris Sale is pitching for Portland, correct?
He's throwing against batters, yes.
Okay. Looks good.
Real live batters. I don't know. That'll be this weekend.
Okay.
So far, so good.
All right.
Drama in Philly last night. We'll get to that as part of my lead with this sticky ball checking.
Uh-oh.
It's become an issue. NBA Phoenix took a 2-0 series lead on the Clippers. Pretty amazing finish. They're calling it the Valley Oop. Jay Crowder, former Celtic Jay Crowder to DeAndre Ayton.
How do you give that 0.9
seconds left.
You give up a backdoor alley-oop.
The Valley Oop. Oh, my God.
And we're wearing those jerseys, the Valley. Meanwhile, Celtics head coaching favorite right now. Per several reports, Nets assistant Ime Udoka.
Okay.
Looks like he is the guy. 43-year-old has received strong reviews from Celtics players who played under him for the U.S. national team in the 2019 World Cup tournament.
Who's making this decision? Is it Brad Stevens or is it Jason Tatum?
Probably Tatum. You heard there. I mean, that's what Woj said. The players liked him 2 years ago. Mm. They're probably making the call.
Karen Spilka. She's making the decision.
Karen Spilka.
And how about your Montreal Canadiens, Greg? One win away from a Stanley Cup final. Wow. They might upset Vegas. 4-1 win last night in Vegas in front of the full house. Amazing story.
You know, when it comes to the Canadiens, they were like 30-1 odds when this started.
Right.
And looks like they're going to be there, and we are not. So that is depressing.
You remember when all the local hockey guys had a funeral when Claude Julien got fired, and they said it was the biggest mistake they've ever made?
Yes.
Well, the Canadiens fired Julien at midpoint of the season, and now they're playing basically for the cup.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And their coach had COVID. I don't even know if he was back last night.
He's still not back yet?
He might be. I don't know about last night. Maybe
Chris Paul's still only playing because of COVID.
Still out there, Greg. It's kind of like Michael Myers.
Yes. Yes, I believe somebody once said that. Yes, that's true.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Dire Straits has an excellent catalog, Ken.
They are awesome.
A lot of hits.
Yeah.
A lot of hits.
Almost got canceled for that Money for Nothing lyric, but...
Which one?
Well, they used the homophobic slur in there.
No.
talking about Prince.
Problematic.
Uh-oh. Talk about Dire Straits, you know what I mean?
they were talking about Prince.
Is it irony that the band called Dire Straits was in Dire Straits?
They used a slur. Uh-huh. They said they sucked.
Okay, let's support homophobic slurs in 618.
No, nobody would ever support them unless it's Joy Behar who's doing them on The View, and then it seems to be okay.
She gets away with it.
She gets away with it.
Yeah.
Well, she has to live with being Joy Behar, so I think it evens out.
Interesting take by her.
Oh, my God.
Wow. With regard to the first NFL player, active NFL player to ever come out.
How many people do you think that person has demanded to be fired over things they said?
Thousands.
On the other,
and, Joy Behar,
and
thousands.
She's, and she's laughing about it, and she's like, oh, just disregard that. We'll be right back.
It was a joke.
She sucks.
It was like low-hanging fruit, too.
Right.
I mean, are you kidding me? You're making a penetrating the end zone joke, Joy Behar, on The View? Like, I mean, half the people watching probably didn't even get it.
No.
Do we have that audio from yesterday?
Let me grab it. Hang on.
I mean, whatever. It's just funny. It's like certain people say one thing, or somebody searches a tweet that they did 30 mm-hmm. years ago, and they're immediately canceled. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Joy Behar says this on The View, and nobody says a word about it.
Las Vegas.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
You know, Anna, after they said penetration in the end zone, they lost me. So, Sonny, is this a sign that this... I just long for the days when you can just be gay in the world, and it doesn't become a big deal. By the way, that inappropriate joke I made for daytime television, scratch it. Make believe I never said it. We'll be right back.
Make believe I never said it. But I love the uncomfortable laughing where people are trying to figure out should they laugh or not at Joy Behar.
That's because she's one of those people that go, oh, I have so many gay friends, but I mean it in that way, and they all know it, and I, you know, my cousin's gay. She's one of those people.
It's really incredible that like, people think that they insulate themselves from any firing by being on the right side of the street. Like, I'll be nice to these people, and then no matter what I say, I'll always have a job.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah. That is...
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Even if that was like 20 years ago, that's absolutely uncalled for. Yep. But in 2021, and that's your reaction to hearing about this, is to create some petty joke?
Well, she tried to couch it with like, this is what you got to do when you're gay. Are we still at this point where somebody just can't come out?
Yeah.
Hey, come on now. Well,
because of people like you, Joy, they can't, idiot.
All right. Well... we will get to the first code word of the morning at 7:10. So you will have the chance to win $1,000 cash. We'll get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30 and find out why a woman is being sued for what didn't happen on her Tinder date. It is Mega Mind's last day of work before vacation. He is off to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Are you going to a specific island, the mainland, or what? Like, what the main island? What? How does that work? There's like 12 islands. What's the deal with Hawaii?
Yeah, it's an archipelago. No, it's not. But flying into Oahu, Honolulu.
How long is that flight?
I think it's like 2.5 hours.
No, you go to California first.
Cali and then
West Coast. You go to the West Coast first. No. You know, California's the West Coast. Yeah.
I'm bringing a bulletproof vest because I'm going through Chicago, and then I'm going to Honolulu. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, I land in Maui for a week, and then I come home.
So what's the total flight time?
I think it's 12 hours.
Woo! Damn.
How much is your father paying for the hotel room?
Thank you to the wonderful American Airlines Miles. Hotel, it's free. It's a timeshare.
First Kleesy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hotel is free.
First class. That's the way to go. If you're going to go more than 3 hours, go first class.
Amen.
What, because of the extra room?
Yeah, you need it. It's just,
No, because of the proximity to the toilet. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's not the hot towel that they bring you, is it? I mean, are you somebody who loves to get a hot towel?
Who doesn't? A little warm nuts when you take off?
No, we don't get that.
Hawaii, it seems like a great trip, but it seems like a lot of effort to get there. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
You know what the best part of Hawaii? It's 6,000 miles away from here.
We go to the Hawaii.
Oh, you like Brady.
Go to the Hawaii of the East Coast, the Caribbean.
I'm concerned. You know, I'm taking a few days off next week. You know, I normally don't use all of my vacation around here because I love being in here. But I'm taking the week off next week, which I'm concerned now about the co-host announcement because I was going to make that today, but I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense because we're not going to announce the co-host and then have the co-host come in here and work with Tangway. I mean, what an absolute disaster that would be. So
how do you drop a bomb and then blow through the stop sign like that?
Yeah, really.
Pay attention. That's how you do it, Wiggy. That's how you remove the heat from yourself.
Oh, I get it. I want to announce it, but I can't. There it is. What are you going to put on for the foundation today again? What's the outfit that you have to put on?
I know. I have something that you have to wear.
Oh, okay.
I can show. I want to show it to Wiggy, but
let's do it at 10.
I got a big donation yesterday in order for you to wear a clothing item.
Ooh.
It's not a shirt.
I mean,
it's edible panties.
You get what, 80% of the donations go to you personally?
It's a clothing item for you to wear.
If it's a Speedo, I'm going home.
No, it's not a Speedo.
If it's pink and a tank top, I'm leaving as well.
No, it's not pink. It's white. White.
No, thank you. Try it again next time. Wiggy can wear it today for the foundation.
All right. Well, anyway, it's going to be difficult. So I'm taking next week off. Mm-hmm. Coming back. Do we have the 5th of July off? Is that a holiday Monday?
Correct.
Okay.
We'll be running best of that morning.
So then we'll come back on Tuesday. And then I'm only working another 4 days because I'm being forced to use some additional vacation the week after that.
You're being forced?
Yeah, forced. They're telling me I have to take vacation. I was like, no, I want to work. I'd like to work.
We're playing country music all that week to fulfill the promise.
Yeah, that's when the switch over to country happens.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Chicken fried.
Mm-hmm. all right. I don't know. We may not be able to make the co-host announcement until like July 17th or something like that. I don't know. This is really being pushed back. Beyond my control, though.
You seem so bothered by it. You really like sweating it out.
It's completely out of my control.
It's literally the opposite of being out of your control.
It's completely out of my control.
July 17th. I'll circle that day on the calendar.
Is the new anchor Dale from the New England Men's Clinic?
No. That's Dale the plant.
Oh.
Let's see. All right. Is it a coincidence? Here's a 413 text. Is it a coincidence that Curtis is going to Hawaii? And yesterday it was reported that Russian warships are 35 miles off the coast. Is he a Russian spy?
If the Russians prevent my vacation, I swear to God.
Working for Trump, are you?
How great would it be if the Russians invaded Hawaii while Curtis was there on vacation? And then he was held hostage.
Right, by Putin.
I would give up everything right away.
Of course, in 5 seconds. You'd give up the kids. You'd be like, take the kids.
Here, use my dad's Amex.
Putin might take you to his palace, though.
You never know.
Yeah. Maybe you'll run into Ovechkin over there. He's probably greeting the warships when they land. All right. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30. We'll get to the news at around 7:45, but right now this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chicago Grill, talking about red Lebanese, a dirty room and a silver coat spoon. Give me my release, come on. Black Napalese.
Stumped. I'm stumped.
Another one.
I was trying to get it based on the singer, but I don't think. Let that breathe a touch for a second. 30 days in the hole? I don't know. I don't know that song.
Wow.
It's not the Stones. It sounds a little bit like the Stones.
Nope.
Who is 60s. That?
This is a Mike Brangiaforte selection, by the way.
Okay.
He stumped me on this.
Mike Brangiaforte is our vice president of audio services. Without him, there would be no program.
Correct.
That guy is underappreciated around these parts.
Takes a lot of vacation, but very underappreciated.
He does take a lot of vacation, but he is the longest tenured member of the Greg Hill Show, except for the guy named Greg Hill. So who is that?
That is Humble Pie.
Oh,
that is Humble a super Pie. Group of the late 60s with Peter Frampton. I had no idea. Wow. I heard that song maybe years ago, but
that's a great song.
He stumped me on that.
Wow. Awesome. All right. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru Summer, happening right now. Your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Greg, I would like you to apologize to me and all the baseball fans out there for advocating for this farce that has now been implemented in our fine sport. Mm-hmm. You wanted the rules enforced. Mm-hmm. You wanted these whiny pitchers to be checked repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
It is now a complete joke.
Well, it's a complete joke because the pitchers are choosing to make it a complete joke by dropping their pants. I mean, that's juvenile. I mean, right?
That was Sergio Romo of the A's, which is kind of funny. But in the Nationals... Phillies game last night.
Yes.
Joe Girardi, the Phillies manager, challenges.
Mm-hmm.
They checked Scherzer twice between innings.
Mm-hmm.
He says, something's funny. This guy's going to his hair too much. So they stop him a third time, and he is outraged. And it is totally slowing the game down, and it's a complete joke. And here's Scherzer talking about it afterward.
You know, kind of confusing. If you watch the bomb at bat, I almost put a 95 mile an hour fastball on his head because the ball slipped out of my hand. The whole night I was sick of kind of licking my fingers and tasting rosin the whole night. So the only part I couldn't even get sweat from the back of my head because it wasn't really a warm night. So for me, the only part that was sweaty on me was actually my hair. So I had to take off my hat to be able to try to get any type of, try to get some type of moisture on my hand.
I mean, Manfred has he's turned pitchers into a-holes and managers into a-holes.
Poor guy. Give him an extra $10 million. That'll make him happy.
Yeah, but he said he almost lost the fastball to the guy's noggin.
And he did. He almost hit a guy a couple pitches before that.
The muse a little
Rick killed the guy.
Well,
sticky tack.
Lou said just this very thing when he was on with us yesterday. Lou Merlone from the afternoon show said that you're going to have guys who are constantly complaining to the umps and asking that there are repeated checks made, and it's going to slow the game down. And it is. It is.
And the sport's a punchline now. You should have just let this finish out the year.
Ken, I don't know why you're complaining. Last night, when there was a NHL conference final game and an NBA conference final game, my Twitter was ablaze with baseball, checking to see if Max Scherzer's cheating. There was more buzz with baseball than either of the two playoff games.
Yeah, but it's not good publicity. It's a sideshow.
Well, it seems like in baseball, anytime you go to the same spot multiple times, they're instantly going to check you.
Right. I mean, I was watching the Sox-Rays, and I tweeted this out. Yarbrough was going to his back left buttock after every pitch and pulling up the belt. He probably had sticky stuff on the belt.
He probably did. You're right about that.
So Cora would have been totally in line to challenge him.
Maybe it was on the buttock, not on the belt.
Could have been on the buttock.
It might have been on.
You're not going to check him there.
Might have been on the buttock.
Maybe, as Wiggy would say, he had the Bee Gees.
Well, I can get sticky.
All right. So, Ken, you want to just go back to everybody cheating?
Yeah,
that's the solution to you, is just go back to let everybody cheating.
Correct.
Right. Okay. All right, Ken. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So, yesterday, Wiggy and I got into it a bit, but I want everybody to know I love Wiggy. He's a great guy. I'm going to try and do it more reasonably today. So yesterday, Paul Feinbaum, who is the czar of college football in the South, he's got the most popular radio show down there, discussed the ruling with the NCAA.
Greeny, I know you're a big REM fan in the 90s. They had the famous song, "It's the End of the World as We Know It." This is the end of the NCAA as we know it. The funeral hasn't happened yet. The last rites have not been uttered. But it's over for the NCAA. It won't happen tomorrow. It won't happen next week. But the next lawsuit will bury the NCAA. And Judge Kavanaugh said that yesterday.
I think I said that also on this program yesterday.
He did. He's a P1, actually. So a couple notes that are irrefutable. One, the NCAA cannot oversee and implement the same rules for every Power 5 conference. Each Power 5 conference must create a set of rules without working in unison with the other schools and other conferences. The only reason that we are currently limited in scope regarding NIL, I won't even say it all the way through, and the academic benefits is because that's all the plaintiff in this case that the NCAA was appealing were seeking.
Correct.
So it was limited in scope only by what the plaintiff was seeking, not by what the justices would award. So the situation here is, going forward, any argument placed on the table against the NCAA will be cleared when it comes to amateurism and playing athletes because of what was written in Justice Kavanaugh's decision.
Right. Hmm. And to put it in plain words, if you are a top recruit, football, basketball, whatever, and you demand X amount of money,
mm-hmm.
cash money, to play at a certain university, and it is denied by the NCAA, your attorneys go to court, and the Supreme Court has indicated in the decision of justice, in the way in which Justice Kavanaugh wrote that decision, that they will not stand in the way of you being paid that money to go to that school.
Well, get rid of the NCAA. The NCAA is a joke anyways.
Oh, okay, oh, get rid of them.
We're on the same page. Right. I agree. Yeah.
Okay. They are an absolute joke.
The issue, and then the thing that is just most mind-boggling about this, and I don't know why I didn't understand it yesterday, but this is the most egregious self-inflicted wound in the history of athletics. This was appealed and brought to the Supreme Court by Mark Emmert and the NCAA. This was not brought to there was a Ninth Circuit of Appeals ruling from a judge that had been slightly against the NCAA, a little vague about paying players or not, and that wasn't enough for these idiots, so they appealed it all the way to the Supreme Court, and now the true law of the land has just ruined any future of the NCAA.
Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, yes, good morning.
Good stuff. All righty now. I'm going a little, I know Curtis probably you're not going to like this because it's a little NBA Boston Celtics basketball league.
Oh, didn't you hear Curtis say we're not talking?
I did, but there was just something inside me. I was listening to some shows yesterday, and this thing popped in. And Brad Stevens, and how important it is for him to hit this soft season. You got Team USA getting ready to go play in Tokyo, and on Team USA, we all know is Jason Tatum. And what do they do when they go to these places and play? These athletes get together, they start rubbing elbows, they start chopping it up. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, you want to come play with me? Mm-hmm. I want to play with you. Where are we linking up? And if you see some of the players that are down there, I know Dame Dollar's one of them, mm-hmm. Devin Booker, mm-hmm. Bradley Beal. It is super important for Brad Stevens as his first kind of real role as the GM or whatever he is to make a decision and get a guy in place that can come play with Jason Tatum. And that means moving on from Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown's a great player, but the connection between Tatum and Brown is not there.
Mm.
You have to, if you are Brad Stevens, make sure that this offseason you are bringing in a guy that Jason Tatum looks at and goes, okay, I could play with this guy for some time. Because if not, he's flying the coop.
And it's not Jaylen Brown. It's time to say goodbye to Jaylen Brown.
It's time to say goodbye to and that guy better be Bradley Beal or it better be Dame Dollar. Because when you're down there, there might be some guys that are going to be recruiting Jason Tatum. Mm. Hey, why don't you come play with me?
Another super team.
It's Devin Booker. Come play with me down in Phoenix. Look what we're doing.
Yeah, okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
This morning, the acting mayor of Boston, Kim Janey, is steamed. She has her blue bloomers in a bunch.
Ooh, bloomers.
over what is happening on the beaches of South Boston, Curtis. Jesus. We've been discussing this of late.
It's a real big issue for the city.
Five teenagers were arrested over at M Street Beach because they got too rowdy on Monday. Of course, the temperatures were in the low 90s, and so that's what teenagers tend to do when it gets hot and they're at the beach. They get rowdy. However, the acting mayor is now threatening all of us with the removal of cocktails to go from restaurants if this behavior continues at the beach in South Boston.
It is important to make sure that alcohol is served only to those of age. And I know many want to keep the cocktails to go. This is the fastest way to get rid of it.
Oh, it is.
Wow.
Okay, it's the fastest way to get rid of it.
Why not just go to the liquor store?
These elected officials have been emboldened by the last 14 months,
mm-hmm.
and they believe that all they have to do is threaten you mm-hmm. with some sort of behavior that you are or aren't participating in, and you're going to scurry away like a fearful little teenager mm-hmm. because they're threatening you.
Can we play the end of that cut again? Because that is so condescending when she says, this is the quickest way to lose the booze.
Fastest way to get rid of it.
And I know many want to keep the cocktails to go. This is the fastest way to get rid of it.
Get out of here. Are you kidding me? this is one of the things. This is one of the things that was put in place to help the restaurant industry that you and your ilk devastated by shutting them down. And you're going to threaten everybody to take it away because some teenagers are having a party on a beach in South Boston?
I feel like most politicians were nerds when they were growing up. And they never got out of the house.
Not the former mayor, but yes.
Because cocktails to go? You really think these kids are getting cocktails to go, or are they going to a liquor store and getting liquor and then taking it to the beach in a cooler? it's the dumbest thing.
I'm telling you, but they feel emboldened with threatening you about every little thing.
That just tells me, like, you never were at an age where you were like, you know what? I'm going to drink today at the beach. Oh,
so you don't think these kids are walking into Grill 23 right. and paying $14 yeah. for a martini to right. go
can
to
I,
take?
Can I have a $30 lemon drop martini, please?
All right.
In the city of Boston.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Also, you have, when you get liquor to go, you bring it home and then you consume it. It's far safer than going to a restaurant, getting hammered, and getting in your car.
Right, but when you get liquor to go, it's not like they're giving you the bottle. They're putting it in a cup. And you know, these kids are going to the liquor store, and they're saying, hey, give me a sleeve of, what's that damn, the Fireball. So I can put it in my cooler. Like, if you really want to stop kids or you want to kind of slow this behavior, maybe you figure out how they going to the liquor store and getting the drinks on the beach. Cocktails to go.
I mean, the next thing that she could say there that would fall in line with that is, we're going to have a broccoli stand outside the liquor store. You can only enter if you consume it.
Right. Well, we got to start looking at these dispensaries because it seems like these kids are getting weed to go.
Go back across the street.
Way to get rid of it.
Go back across the street and rewalk across that crosswalk and stay between the lines.
It's the fastest way to get rid of it. Get out of here. Jesus.
I mean,
enough with threatening everybody. Like, come on. Where do we live? Is this Soviet Russia or right. is it America?
I don't know. I thought it was America.
I did too. All right. Well, those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. If you'd like to be on the show, the number to call is 617-779-7937 or you can text with your comment on the text line, which is 37937. Code word coming up at 710. You can text that in to win $1,000 cash. And a quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show and this station.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the any of the radio stations that we have for you around New England on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. So download the Odyssey app and then you can take us wherever you go.
Now it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I believe that that song was curated on the Greg's List playlist. Am I correct about that?
Oh, you are correct on that.
Thank you. Thank you. When will Greg's List be debuting on the Odyssey app? Do we have any information about that?
Sometime during your three-week vacation.
Okay. All right.
July 17th.
Okay. Excellent. Can I have a Odyssey presents Greg's List.
Holy cow. Can I have one request
yes.
today?
Yes.
I get one rejoin in the second to last segment that I pick the music.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Of course. New Kids on the Block?
No, I was thinking Mele Kaliki Maka.
Okay. I'm sure Danny Wood is listening, and he'd like to hear what you would select for a New Kids song, because he likes you so much.
Donnie Wood, you mean.
Donnie Wood, as you refer to him.
I don't think Donnie Wood wants to put anything else in his brain other than what he needs. There's not a lot of space in there.
Curtis's last day of work before his vacation to Hawaii. And later on this morning, I have discovered the list of the top five things overheard on Chris Curtis's vacation. And I will share those with you at some point this morning, probably 8:30, I'm guessing. Hello. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning. So, Greg, you know why when they force you to take vacation,
yes,
you know what that means.
What does it mean?
There's other plans in the work.
Like what?
Typically, they want to see how things go without you.
Yes.
How the ratings go.
Yeah, that's probably what's...
There's some planning going on. Yeah. So, I'd be a little concerned being forced to take vacation.
That's what it is. I think you're probably...
David's insight to it.
David's insight to it. Yeah. You're
never,
right.
You never know. You never know, guys.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, it would be an absolute disaster because who wants to get paid for like 3 years to do nothing? I mean, nobody wants to do that.
I hate to say it, but Curtis was in Hawaii when the last host got fired. So
he was.
Yes, he was.
Really? Yeah. Listen, I get, I'm not being forced to take vacation. I do hesitate. I like working. I don't look at this like work. Do you look at this like work, Wiggy?
Look at what? Like work?
This job.
No, I don't work.
It's not work.
It's not work.
But I do get 5 weeks, and they would prefer that I take those 5 weeks in off ratings periods.
Okay.
So I'm going to use a couple weeks here in the next month, and then I'll be naming a co-host.
That's
5 weeks?
I only dream of that.
Yeah, Ken and I have 5 days combined.
You can, if you'd like, you can negotiate that in your next contract, Ken. You can get yourself 5 weeks of
vacation. You guys are management now.
That's true.
Right.
we're no leadership.
Aren't you still aren't you the program director? So
nope.
It says it all.
Here's a text. Here's a text that says, first call of the show is this idiot. Well, you know, David, I appreciate David. He calls every program. He's a former professional athlete, I believe, right?
He is. Yeah. Played soccer.
Right. Played soccer in Europe in 1922.
All right. Sports.
He's giving you a little behind-the-scenes radio talk.
Should I let Scott from Weymouth back on the show after my vacations are over?
Oh, God.
No?
He's still banned, huh?
I don't know. He's still banned.
Is there no way for him to get off the lifetime ban? Is that it?
Greg, we just stopped getting calls from him. God, you're just going to reactivate the idiot. Right.
Maybe he could work the ice cream truck with you. The good humor truck.
Am I in the air still?
I don't want him driving any truck.
Are you... Have we agreed to a date that you're going to do the ice cream truck for the listeners during the show, Curtis?
I'm all in. A nice, warm summer day. You tell me when. I'll wear the whole outfit.
Down at the beach. You'll see all the kids with their drinks to go.
You should see my small talk. I do phenomenally when I have to.
For that's those, the dumbest thing ever.
What?
That stupid mayor saying drinks to go. We got to cancel that.
Well, so the ridiculous part, Wiggy is, if you're just joining the program, Wiggy is referring to my lead this morning, which was the acting mayor of Boston, Kim Janey, threatening all of us yesterday with the removal of cocktails to go from restaurants if teenagers don't stop getting rowdy at a beach in South Boston. I mean, that is the ridiculous point at which we were at post-pandemic, where you have a mayor who believes that teenagers who are partying on a beach are getting their drinks to go from a restaurant.
From Aria and Morton's.
Yes. Yeah, they're hopping in their Honda Civic, and they're driving over to Capitol Grill and ordering four dry martinis to go and then taking them to the beach in Southie for $100. Are you kidding me?
And like, I know many want to keep the cocktails to go. This is the fastest way to get rid of it.
Oh, if somebody said that, Greg, before the pandemic, everybody from both political parties would be like, what the hell is wrong with this woman?
Yeah.
But since we've had this prolonged period of the government telling us how to live every element of our life,
yep,
we've been desensitized to it. It's just like insane.
Well, and they're, I hate to use the pun, but they're drunk with power.
Reading the story, I mean, the troopers there say there was no indication of alcohol being involved in this incident at the beach either.
Right.
So it's just totally out of the blue.
Right.
Like, she just, I don't understand the connection.
But again,
neither does she.
She is so out of, it's not even out of touch. It's not caring. Restaurants, which she and the rest of her ilk destroyed over the last 14 months, were given cocktails to go.
Right.
As a way of perhaps trying to keep themselves afloat and sell something else to people. And so she wants to yank that away because some kids, some teenagers are partying on M Street Beach. What a buffoon.
I kid from the D Street Project say, "Can let me get my Wagyu steak and a scotch to go." You idiot. Come on. That's why politicians need more street knowledge.
Oh, and the smarmy way in which she says it.
Oh, God.
This is the fastest way to get rid of it.
Meanwhile, behind her, there's people walking out of Target with a massive big screen they didn't pay for.
I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. But yet, people are probably going to go, oh, yeah, oh, she's right, yeah.
Right.
It's cocktails to go.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Is there any doubt that our friend Counselor Ed is behind that 100%?
Oh, of course he is. Counselor Ed, who's never been to a beach in his life.
Right.
Oh, boy, did he do a victory lap on Twitter after those people got arrested.
Did he really?
Like 16 retweets. He even did one in Mandarin, and I'm not kidding.
That guy, Ed Flynn, was on the show. Nice guy, I'm sure. Counselor.
Oh, yeah.
Son of the former mayor.
He's against nepotism.
He was on the show telling everybody the other day that he's never been to M Street Beach, but yet he wants to shut it down. He wants people arrested who are having a drink.
Where's he from?
He's from South Boston.
What?
Yes, he's from South Boston.
And he's never been to the beach?
Yes.
Somebody lying.
Hello,
you
Steve.
You lying, Craig.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Ken just made a good point. The police said there was no evidence of alcohol.
Right.
So why don't we try to make a call and reach out to the mayor's office and get one of her, you know, lackeys or her on the phone to explain what this situation is so we have a little more evidence of what she's talking about.
She's not going to come on the show. The former mayor used to come on the show until he and I had a confrontation, and then he would never come on the show again. Right. I mean, it's basic math.
But Wiggy should be a consultant. It's not a bad idea.
She's down at Davio's making sure there's no kids taking their drinks to go.
Oh, yeah, they're taking a drink and a hot seafood tower to M Street Beach.
I should be a consultant, right?
You should. Like you were saying, those marketing people that screwed up on the subway ad, they need to consult some people with street knowledge.
Right.
I think that's a good point.
The mayor
should have one of those people.
Politicians, really? No, how about you go to the liquor store and you make sure these kids ain't grabbing, you know, some of that Fireball, maybe when I was growing up it was some 40 ounces. I still think they're drinking 40s nowadays.
The problem, allegedly,
did you ever do Edward 40 hands?
I'm sure Wiggy did play that.
They tied both the 40s to your hands, and you have to finish both in order
to get
hands
free. Done that one.
Oh, man. Big day.
The problem is she doesn't even know what drizzly is. So the issue Ed Flynn has brought up is drizzly. Is that they're sitting on the beach, they're getting drizzly orders to some address near M Street Beach,
right?
And that's how the alcohol is getting there. I mean, newsflash, if they can't order drizzly or get the to-go cocktails, they're going to get somebody to buy for them at a liquor store, or they're going to use their fake IDs, which every single one of them has because they bought them in China.
Right.
They're going to use those and get the liquor some way because that's what they want to do at the beach is they want
to
drink.
They're trying to be cute. They'll say a certain address on Columbia Road.
Yeah.
Then when the delivery guy is there, they'll text them and the guy will come running across the beach.
Oh, by the way, a sneaky good drink in college, instead of the champagne mimosa, we did 40s with orange juice.
Okay.
Don't knock it till you try it.
All right, 40s with OJ. I haven't tried that. It's easy to get somebody. There's always usually one uncle that's trying to hit on all the high school chicks that's over 21 that's like, yo, what y'all need? I get you something to drink.
Is that how you did it?
No. It's easy to find somebody to do that.
Find somebody who can buy.
Yeah, it's
for you,
easy to find somebody to buy. Yeah. Maybe she should be looking into
You're looking at him.
How do you think the trilogy operates?
All right, we got to take a quick break. But big news when it comes to the social media of Danny Ainge. By the way, looks like he's trying to fix things with Celtics fans. So we'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.